News. I'm Ben Thomas. Top U.S. and Russian officials have held landmark talks aimed in part at ending the war in Ukraine. Saka Magani has a report.
It was the most extensive contact since before Moscow's invasion nearly 3 years ago, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, his Russian counterpart, and others meeting in Riyadh. No one from Ukraine was invited. And President Volodymyr Zelensky has now postponed his own Saudi trip this week, suggesting he did not want his visit being linked to the talks. Rubio says it will be a long process, and Ukraine will play a role.
But ultimately, the Russian side will be indispensable to this effort.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Joe Fetterman reports Israel and Hamas have agreed to expedite the next swap of hostages for prisoners.
Hamas says it will now release 6 hostages this coming Saturday. It also says it will return the remains of 4 dead hostages to Israel in the coming days. Some of these releases come a week ahead of schedule. They also would mark the return of all living hostages slated for release in this current phase of the ceasefire. Now, this gives both sides reason to claim political victory, but there are also hopes that it could breathe some life into negotiations to extend the ceasefire.
President Trump has signed an executive order to study how to expand access to in vitro fertilization and make it more affordable, following through on a campaign pledge. Newly installed Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has told agency employees that a presidential commission will investigate the childhood vaccine schedule and other issues as a way to examine the rise in chronic diseases. And Brazil's prosecutor general has filed charges against former President Jair Bolsonaro for attempting a coup to stay in office after his 2020 election defeat. He alleges Bolsonaro agreed to a plan to poison President Lula. This is AP News. The Vatican says Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both his lungs. Lawrence Brooks has more.
The Vatican has cancelled the Pope's planned audiences through the weekend and delegated others to cover for him as the 88-year-old Pope remains hospitalised. The cancellations have put a damper on upcoming events of the Vatican's big holy year. Some 30 million people are expected to pass through Rome to mark the once every quarter century celebration of Catholicism. Francis was admitted to a Rome hospital in a fair condition after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. Medics determined he's suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, meaning a mix of viruses, bacteria, and possibly other organisms have colonized in his respiratory tract. The Vatican has given no indication of how long he might remain hospitalized. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Vatican says the Pope's in good spirits and grateful for the prayers for his recovery. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.